Welcome back to In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, your team's 9-2 right now. Playoff implications, it's kind of that time of year. Do you let yourself maybe start to think about those kind of things? Right now you guys are in line for a potential bye in the first round.
Well, we definitely want to get there. That's the most important thing. But, no, we're very focused on our play. You know, we really are. And, you know, I try to stop the guys each week and start on Monday and say, okay, here's exactly where we're at. And we've got some things going on with our team. We've got some new injuries. We've got some new faces. And, you know, we got to go play a tough team on the road who's got one of the top quarterbacks in football. So, really, we just need to stay focused a week at a time. We're trying to get there. We know that, but we're very focused on the next one.
You are 9-2, and the Chargers are 3-8. It's a team that I know that you think a little more highly of than what that 3-8 record says.
Well, in pro football, it's amazing. I mean, the games are so close. And when you're winning close games, you can win nine. You can be 9-2, 8-3, you know. And when you start to lose close games, it can go the other way. They have lost a lot of close football games. And they've had some issues up front offensively. But the one thing that's not going to change, Phillip's going to throw it a bunch. And defensively, they blitz a bunch. So we've got our challenge.
I know you certainly have a high regard for one Phillip Rivers. He's right now he's second in the league in passing yards behind only Tom Brady. Let's go ahead and hear from Phillip about what he thinks is going to be a really tough test in your defense.
It's certainly a defense we have respect for, but we're not backing down from, and you know, we'll be out there and going. I mean, we've now put the same guys out there a couple weeks in a row, and so we kind of know where our unit's going to be, and see what we can do.
Yeah, it's really amazing what he's done, you know, with everything going on around him.
But a lot of injuries.
I said this earlier in the week. He's throwing somewhere between 300-500 yards a week, you know, so he's really throwing it around. And it'll be a tough, tough place, but we love going to San Diego, and usually have a lot of our fans there, so we're looking forward to that.
All right, and Coach will be back in just a little bit to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. For now, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's injury report.
All right, thanks, Nick. Plenty of starters listed on this week's injury report, brought to you by Franklin D. Azar and Associates. We'll start with Peyton Manning, out for a third straight week. The cast is off the foot, and he is rehabbing as we speak. DeMarcus Ware will miss his fifth game this season with a back injury. Also out, T.J. Ward and Sylvester Williams, both starters, both out with ankle injuries. Out of the questionables, starting offensive lineman Louis Vasquez with a groin injury, and Benny Fowler, questionable, with a banged-up ankle. And injuries are all too common in the NFL. Just ask Josh Bush. The Broncos' newest roster addition is the focus of this week's Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's. Bush was added to the roster this past week after fellow safety T.J. Ward was injured against New England. Bush has bounced around the NFL from practice squads to training camp rosters, including twice here in Denver. So what's life like playing on the NFL waiver wire?
I mean, it's different, you know, but it's a part of the game. You know, when injuries happen in the NFL, changes will be made on the rosters. The biggest thing is winning, you know. Being here, I know we're going to win. We're going to be a good team every year.
All right, good luck this Sunday. All right, still to come on our final segment of In the Zone, Coach Kubiak answers questions submitted by you, the fans, and Broncos country had some good ones this week. That's coming up next.